Hey, it's Monday night. You should be listening to Catfish Radio with Redfish Chuck. Unfortunately, one of his little guys is sick tonight, and you got me. I'm going in. So we'll do a couple of best of things. And first up, for your listening pleasure, this is all pre-recorded, so don't call in if you hear the say call in. But here's a from ICAST last year, a interview that our guy Isaac did with Mike Iaconelli. Take a listen.
Hey folks, Isaac the Nothing Miller here. Mike Iaconelli, ICAST 2011. Ike, what's been your favorite part of ICAST? What are you loving the most now?
Man, ICAST is always fun. You know, it's kind of this week of getting to come out and meet industry people, see friends, see sponsors, do a lot of work, do a little bit of partying, and you get to really see a lot of the new products, you know, and that's what it is for me. But boy, I've been around the halls, and I'm probably a little biased here, but we've got a product out from Mullix called the Lover that I've been working on, and that's probably the most exciting thing I've seen this week.
Right. So tell me about this this new lure here.
Yeah, it's called the Lover, and you know, everybody knows about what they call vibrating jigs, you know, and the chatterbait style lures, and we basically tried to put our heads together and come up with one that's better. You know, we tried to look at the features and benefits of the existing vibrating jigs and just make them better, you know. So we kind of created this thing that looks nothing like the traditional vibrating jig, but has the attributes of it. So something that's hard thumping, killer vibrating action to it, and it's got a lip or a bill that's a deflector. You know, one of the things we did with the Lover is we reversed the lip. It's called a reverse shovel lip. And that thing's going to give you more vibration, and it's going to act as a deflector. Wood, grass, rock, whatever it is. It's small, it's compact, two hook styles, a weedless style hook, and a treble hook for open water. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that can change the way that people fish vibrating jigs. And that's really what ICAST is all about, new stuff that's going to change the way we fish.
Hey, great. That's awesome. I know you're with VMC.
Yep.
VMC won Best New Hook.
Yeah.
And that's, I saw that. I almost ran you over first thing on Wednesday morning. Great new setup going on there.
Another cool product. Just like we were talking about with the Lover, it's something that's going to be a game changer. You know what I mean? And with drop shotting, you know, everybody that drop shots knows the problems with drop shotting. You know, deep water, you drop that thing down there. After about 10 casts, your line keeps spinning. You know, you get line twist. The other one is that hook. If you tie it, a lot of times it turns backwards. It gets balled up on the line. Fish will swim off of it. You miss the fish. So the VMC folks came up with a hook to eliminate those problems. And basically what it is, it's a drop shot style hook with a built-in integrated inline swivel in the eye of the hook. And basically what that swivel is going to do, it's going to let that hook rotate 360 degrees. So no more line twist, better action of the bait, and no more missed hookups, because that hook is always going to be in the right position. So definitely that's another product out here that's a standout at ICAST.
It is. That it is. I mean, it won Best New Hook. So
yep.
That's going to be definitely a standout thing. I've got a sample of that. I'm going to be fishing it down in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
On the Willamette River, fishing smallmouth.
Yeah.
And I have pictures, all that information up on yakangler.com.
Cool.
Hey, one last thing.
Yeah.
I love city limits fishing.
Thank you.
I live in Portland, Oregon. We got the Columbia River. We got the Willamette River.
Yep.
I kayak fish. You got to come out. I'll take you out on kayaks.
I
want some smallmouth.
I want to do it.
Monster sturgeon.
I want to do it. I mean, honestly, can you put me on some fish?
No.
I want to come up then.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to make you a deal. You need to go over to Versus booth. It's like right over here.
Yeah.
Go talk to them folks and plead with them and say, we got to get a show here.
Because I know you were in Seattle.
I was in Seattle.
Kind of a rough day.
It was tough.
It was tough. But
I need
Portland's
some
better.
Revenge. I need
Portland's
some revenge.
Better.
Please go over there and tell them to send us to Portland.
We'll do. Hey.
Okay.
Mike, thanks for the
appreciate
time.
Appreciate it. You got it.
Thanks very much.
I'm serious about that.
I will do.
The more they hear that kind of thing.
That was an interview by Isaac the Nothing Miller during ICAST. And next up, we're going to go with another interview that Isaac did out at ICAST, and that was the Gary Loomis interview. Take a listen.
Hey, folks. This is Isaac the Nothing Miller, Kayak Fishing Radio West.
at ICAST2011, and I'm standing here with Gary Loomis, and he's here with Temple Fork Outfitters, and they've got a great line of new salmon and steelhead rods. So I've got Gary here to tell us about them. So, I mean, we got quite a selection here. What? I mean,
yeah,
how many rods you bring?
Oh, I don't know. What is there? 20.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got.
Yeah. We last year in our first series we came out with a few steelhead rods. You know, the old standbys, 9 foot, medium heavy, and 1141 type. Yeah. You know, and this type. But this year we kind of wanted to kind of finish and round it out. This is the kind of the IM family of graphite rods, and we wanted to get anything from Alaska all the way down. So we, first of all, we have our 10.5 foot Columbia River herring rod.
Yes.
Which you know about those. They, you know, let it lick it until it gets down. Well, this has got a long enough bend that the fish can come up and bite it and back away from it and then turn, and the rod is still, then all of a sudden the reel starts slipping, and I got one guy, he swears up and down he hasn't missed a bite all year, but I fish too much salmon, I think he's fibbing me. But he swears up and down he never missed a bite all year. And so we have other salmon rods. We have our 9 foot, and we have a 9 foot 11, kind of a mooching rods for out in the ocean and for up in Alaska. We've got the fast taper hot shot rods, and then we've got, it, you know, the hot shot rod kind of got to be the name of that of that fast taper, and the one is a hot shot rod. I mean, it runs that hot shot. But then we have a 2 and a 5, and the 2 and a 5, they use them for, there's two thoughts on this. Some of them want a moderate action, and some of them want a fast action. And these are the fast action salmon rods. They're 8 foot 8. We have the back bouncing rods.
We have the back bouncing rods.
We have the back bouncing rods. We cover everything that I can, and I've fished quite a bit.
Well, I'm sure you have. And I noticed you also brought out a center pin, and that's become really popular.
Oh, yeah.
Spring Chinook on the Columbia. Yeah. Every year I see more and more center pins.
Yeah,
so that's really cool.
Up the barrier dam. We've been working with a couple of the people up there that are the very, very best center pin fishermen. And so we have a center pin rod, and we have a lot of them in both spinning and casting. There's still the people that like the spinning, but we got them in both.
And surprising, surf rod.
Oh, I got to tell you, this surf rod is out of this world. I don't know. I think I finally got rid of it, but I had a scar across here. I was trying to test them, you know. And, you know, when you're going to test something, you want to test it. So I started out with 4 ounces. I went to 6 ounces. I went to 8 ounces. 10 ounces almost ripped my finger off.
Wow.
So I had to go get some leather gloves. But, I mean, I took this one here, the 10.5 foot, and as hard as I could throw it with 10 ounces, I mean, I want to tell you, I doubled it up. Just it cast it. You're never going to use it for 10 ounces, but
right.
but it cast 10 ounces like a rocket. And then this one here's the smaller 9 foots for 1 to 4 or 1 to 6.
1 to 4, 1 to 6. Most, I mean,
yeah,
this little 9 foot, I see. I mean, a lot of the bank anglers are going to love that.
Yeah.
There's going to be some good.
Yeah. And did you feel the weight?
Oh wow.
Wow.
It's hard to describe this on the radio, but man, this is a very light, you know, like I said, that's a 9 foot surf rod.
And I got on it like this trying to break it and this type of stuff, and you know, when I test the feel out, and that's 10.5 foot.
Wow.
Wow.
That's all I can say. That's awesome. Hey Gary, you know what? Thank you very much. You're of course a legend when it comes to rod building, especially in the Northwest.
Yeah.
And I know you're world renowned. I've heard stories about people running into you in Costa Rica, didn't even know who you were. They'd fished your rods, enjoyed your rods, and they saw you wearing your G Loomis gear, and they're like, "Hey, you love the stuff too." And I'm like, yeah, I should.
I went down here a couple years ago. I went down to Brazil to peacock bass fish.
Excellent.
And as we was down there, every once in a while a boat would go by, and it'd say, "G Loomis, G Loomis, G Loomis," you know. And every day for 5 days we heard that. Well, when we got to the airport, the guy said, "You know that people was yelling G Loomis?" He says, "That's there." So I got three hats and I had it behind my back. I went over there and I says, "You ever fished a G Loomis rod?" "Oh Jesus, that's all we fish." And da 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 da. You know, and so I handed him the hat and I said, "You know, I'm Gary Loomis." "Oh no." So this one guy I thought was very funny. He just went over to his bag and he brought out this lure, you know, and, you know, lures are pretty important down there for those peacock bass. And he said, "I want you to have this." And the other two guys said, "Wait a minute, you wouldn't even let us fish it. Now you're going to give it to him?" it's been a great, great fun, and I'm really, really glad to be back in, you know, having the kind of the freedom of designing these new stuff, new materials, new handles.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm looking forward to seeing what else is coming, because I know you're churning those wheels up there, and you've got a lot of ideas. I got
some more stuff coming next year. It's going to blow you away.
That's great. Hey, Gary, thanks for joining me. Kayak Fishing Radio West.
Looking
forward to seeing more.
Okay, come see me.
Will do.
All right, man. You got me now. I'm the clipboard carrying Charlie Batch, as it were, in for Redfish Chuck at the 11th hour. Nothing like 8 o'clock call in and it's Chip on the line going, "Hey, Chuck's kid is sick. You want to fill in?" And I'm like, "Okay, sure." Now I don't know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow, but you got a bad back cast right here on Monday night. So two nights of a bad back cast back to back. Awesome and terrible radio all at the same time. So how you guys doing? Got the Fish and Chef in the chat room there. Got Rob Choi, Steve Chapman, and no Redfish Chalk. So I'm just kind of trying to – I'm totally not prepared, and you know how it is with me. It's hard enough for me to do my own show. But that's okay, man. Whatever it takes. Always love to talk about kayak fishing. So – I was out fishing yesterday, and I don't know, the wind was not friendly at all. I was having a hard time keeping my anchor down and stuck, and that was definitely not a good, it's not a good day for me in that respect. You know, where I found the fish, it didn't get anything really notable, just a small trout. It was really weird where they were located. Was kind of like a bowl of water on an edge running. It was 4 or 5 feet deep and then went up to about 2 feet deep. And they were all on that edge. And of course, the wind was kind of blowing me around and blowing me off the spot. So I would be catching fish. I was thinking that there might be some bigger ones in there, but that just wasn't to be. And we ended up leaving the spot only to find nothing elsewhere. So, but you'll have that. And it just goes to show how terrible of a fisherman I really am, but that's why I don't really fish tournaments. So that's okay. But anyway, I'm just mailing it in, and I'm here all by myself on the phone. So I got to make some noise until at least 8:30 here. Sorry that you're all stuck with me. And unprepared me. Man, GoPro... yesterday, get my footage home and yesterday and today, and I'm editing, and I'm, you know, the first thing I do is I plug my SD card into the Mac to see what I got going on, and I got foggy footage again. Even I put my own little homemade fog protector, you know, fog preventers in there. You know, like the vitamin bottle, the keep you fresh vitamin bottle little insert that they put in there when you get your vitamins, and they say, you know, do not eat, do not eat. Well, I put that in there thinking, well, you know, that's supposed to keep the moisture down too, in vitamin bottles and supplements and things like that. So that might work, and that didn't seem to work. It wasn't terrible fog. It was just enough to make it kind of look like that, kind of like that 80s filter on it, you know, back in the 80s, or you see people with glam shots and it has that like kind of foggy, misty footage over it. Yeah, that wasn't, it's not really what I want to see. It's not high def to me, but I don't know, man, it's all a learning experience. You know, I don't have anybody to show me this stuff. I just kind of got to do it on my own, trial and error, and I'm sure a lot of you folks are like that too. So it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Yeah, in case you're just tuning in, Redfish Chuck's child is sick. Can't do the show. And so you're stuck with me. And I apologize in advance. But all of you can not tune in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and you'll miss my show. So that would, just so that you're previously warned. And, yeah, I know. It's it's Monday night. You know, you're expecting a good show with Chuck and everything, and you turn it on. Yeah, that's right. You get me. Yeah. So anyway, well, that's about it for me. And apologize to everybody in advance for not having anything and not being ready to go. And got to have something for my show tomorrow. So nobody's calling in. So I'll see you guys later, and have a good Monday night. And you've been listening to Kayak Fishing Radio on Blog Talk Radio. So until tomorrow, I will see you guys later.